Enhance workplace relationships with keystone conversations for safety, vitality, and resilience. Many people switch jobs because they clash with their colleagues or boss. If you struggle to get along with others, this could lead to frequent job changes. Instead of hopping from one job to another, focus on improving your ability to work with others in a positive and sustainable manner. Exploring best possible relationships, BPR, is essential for professional development. It enables you to excel in connections, handle difficult ones, and recover swiftly when relationships falter. Effective relationships are built on three essential qualities. Firstly, there's the need for psychological safety, which means feeling secure to express thoughts, ask questions, or admit mistakes without fear of reprisal. Secondly, the relationship should feel energizing and purposeful, striking a balance between support and challenge, promoting growth and learning. Lastly, it should be repairable, meaning there is a commitment and ability to mend the relationship when it's strained, preventing issues from escalating. Safe, motivating, and repairable relationships lead to improved well-being, better performance, higher retention rates, increased engagement, and reduced need for HR interventions. The Keystone Conversation. In building better work relationships, there's this thing called the Keystone Conversation with five key questions. It's like a starter pack for creating healthy work relationships that last. First, you think about these questions yourself. Then you talk about them with your coworker. It might feel weird at first, but it's worth it. This conversation helps you both understand each other better, especially when things get tough. It's like having a safe space to talk about your relationship and make things better. Plus, it clears up any misunderstandings and brings you closer together. Question 1. What are your strengths and when have you used them best? Think about the times when you were at your absolute best. For instance, professional climber Alex Honnold might say his peak moment was when he climbed El Capitan without ropes in Yosemite. This experience showcased his physical strength, mental readiness, and ability to use all his skills and knowledge at once. If you're really good at something, it doesn't automatically mean it's one of your top strengths. Your strengths are the things that make you feel energized and fulfilled. If you're doing something well but it drains you, it's not a strength. Instead of trying to fix what you're not so good at, focus on boosting what you excel in. The Strengths Chart Method. To uncover your strengths, let's create a chart. Imagine a graph with two lines. On the bottom, we'll list activities you're good at, from low to high. On the side, we'll list activities that fulfill you, also from low to high. This chart will show your strengths, what you're good at, and what makes you feel fulfilled. As time goes on, you might notice new strengths emerging. These are things you find fulfilling and get better at over months or years. By focusing on what you're already good at, you can grow, feel more engaged, and improve your relationships. The more you stick to your strengths, the happier you'll be in the long run. Question 2. What's your work style and what keeps you consistent? Just like the moon keeps Earth balanced and steady, your own habits and preferences keep you on a steady path. These things help you connect with others at work and can be super helpful when making plans for improvement. Acknowledging and communicating our preferences can encourage smooth collaboration with coworkers. Everyone has unique ways of working, some conscious and others unconscious. By recognizing these differences, we can find common ground and prevent conflicts. This awareness helps accommodate diverse styles and promotes harmonious teamwork. Self-awareness for optimal performance. To be your best self, it's essential to know what ticks you off, when you're most on the ball, how you tackle tasks, run meetings, and communicate. When you grasp these aspects, setting limits, declining what doesn't fit, and seizing great chances becomes a breeze. Question 3. What has been successful before? Ever had that feeling where working with someone just clicks? Michael Bungie Stanier, an author, experienced it while collaborating with lighting expert Mark Bowden on a movie set. Stanier described it as pure magic. Let's dig into a similar experience you might have had, where teamwork felt effortless and fruitful. What made it so smooth? Reflecting on this golden partnership can unveil valuable lessons for future collaborations. Think about how the other person's personality, words, and actions contributed to a smooth collaboration. Reflect on your own personality, words, and actions that helped. Consider if a positive work environment or shared background played a role. Describe the challenges faced and how they were overcome together. This helps determine the best type of collaboration for future projects. Question 4. What has failed before? Some work relationships click right away, while others start rocky and only get bumpier over time. These situations teach us important lessons about how to thrive and how our actions can hurt relationships. Sharing past challenges when starting a new work relationship is super important. Even though you might think these issues are unique to certain people or situations, they often reveal patterns we can learn from. Understanding these patterns helps us avoid or handle similar situations better in the future. Reflection and resolution. To solve problems with others, don't point fingers or hide. Instead, think about how both you and the other person acted, and consider the situation. Look closely at what happened and what you learned about yourself and the other person. This can help you avoid similar issues in the future and fix any problems that arose. Question 5. How can you heal and improve after conflict? Addressing issues in work relationships is crucial. It's normal for things to go wrong sometimes, but staying silent won't fix anything. Speaking up, even if it's uncomfortable, is important. It helps bring awareness to problems and gives a chance to mend the relationship. So, don't hesitate to voice your concerns, even if you think the other person might not see the problem. Repairing and resolving conflict is all about finding a bridge to connect and level with the other person. Take the European Union. When the EU formed, the member states faced the challenge of combining currencies. How will the money represent each country fairly? This led the inner six countries to decide on a design for the new euro banknotes that used bridges as a symbol of connection. Similarly, repairing damaged work relationships requires courage, skill, and a willingness to bridge the gap and reconnect. It takes generosity, flexibility, and a commitment to the larger goal of repairing the relationship. Proactive steps for relationship repair and growth. Begin with these steps. 1. Acknowledge the unspoken issues and feelings affecting your relationship. 2. Stay open and curious, avoiding defensiveness and self-righteousness. 3. Listen actively and seek to understand by separating facts from opinions. 4. Ease tensions with lightness and grace, taking responsibility for your words. 5. Take the lead in rebuilding and reconnecting, reframing the situation and offering apologies when needed. Sharing these methods for building bridges helps others see positive ways to mend relationships. Create a safe, positive space. Check in regularly. To kick off a keystone conversation, tap into our natural instinct to scan for safety. This sets the stage for a positive dialogue. Begin by establishing a common goal and outlining what topics will be discussed. Make sure both parties feel comfortable sharing and give them the freedom to choose when and where to talk. By being aware of group dynamics, setting clear expectations, and respecting individual autonomy, everyone involved will feel secure and at ease. When it comes to keystone conversations, remember, your main aim is to build a strong relationship. Don't stress about solving every problem. It's okay to ask tough questions. Avoiding difficult topics only makes them harder to tackle later. By addressing negative aspects or worst-case scenarios, you gain the wisdom and resilience needed to steer tough times. Productive conversations for growth and connection. Your main conversations shouldn't just be about providing answers. They're also about listening, learning, and leaving room for ongoing discussions about progress and tough topics. End your conversations with a learning moment. Ask what part of the conversation they found most useful. Provide your own reply to this question too. This helps both of you reflect on what worked well and what could be improved for future talks. It confirms the value of the discussion and sets the stage for more helpful exchanges. Constructive relationship dialogue importance. Recognize the importance of the conversation itself. Both parties took a risk by engaging, showing commitment to nurturing a better working relationship, BPR. Building a safe, healthy, and repairable relationship is a big achievement. Expressing gratitude for this milestone sets a positive tone for future interactions. Sustain BPR for vitality. Consistently maintain and streamline processes. To keep your business process reengineering, BPR, in top shape, you've got to stay on top of maintenance. Follow these 6 principles to ensure your BPR flourishes. 1. Approach every conversation with an open mind. Remember, there's always more to learn. 2. Share your feelings and be honest about your vulnerabilities. It keeps things clear and real. 3. Be kind, understanding, and patient with others. 4. Change your behavior if it's not helping the relationship. 5. Fix things when they go wrong. 6. Take breaks to keep the relationship fresh and energized. Taking care of your relationships is like nurturing a living thing. But before you can expect good communication, openness, and meaningful interactions, you need to check in with yourself first. Your own happiness is key to maintaining any healthy relationship. Self-reflection for personal growth. Remember, you're not just in a relationship with others, but also with yourself. Take time to understand how you operate and what makes you tick. Treat yourself kindly and give yourself space to heal and grow. By getting to know yourself better, you can become the best version of yourself for your next relationship. Key points. 1. Promote better workplace relationships with keystone conversations, focusing on safety, vitality, and resilience. 2. Explore best possible relationships, BPR, to excel in connections and handle challenges effectively. 3. Identify strengths and work styles to enhance collaboration and personal growth. 4. Reflect on past successes and failures to learn valuable lessons for future interactions. 5. Address conflicts openly and proactively to mend relationships and develop connections. 6. Sustain BPR by approaching conversations with openness, honesty, and kindness, while prioritizing self-reflection for personal growth.